USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
President Biden delivering what the White House is calling a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The president continues.
Our military commanders advised me that once I made the decision to end the war, we needed to move swiftly to conduct the main elements of the drawdown. And in this context, speed is safety. And thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing heavy rain to parts of North Carolina and Virginia. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm has winds of 45 miles an hour as it impacts both states. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
California is set to pay reparations to victims of the eugenics movement.
California is poised to approve reparations of up to $25,000 to some of the people who were sterilized decades ago because the government deemed them unfit to have children. It was called the eugenics movement and started in California in 1909. Although repealed in 1979, there are complaints between 2005 and 2013, eugenics was performed on nearly 150 women. Records say 20,000 Californians were forced to endure the procedure. The reparations will make California the third state following Virginia and North Carolina to compensate victims. The eugenics movement peaked around the 1930s. The money will come from Governor Gavin Newsom's $262.6 billion operating budget. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Elsa bringing heavy rain to the Carolinas on Thursday. The storm expected to move up the East Coast on Friday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NHL champions have successfully defended their Stanley Cup.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. Lightning goalie Andre Vasilevsky winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP. He saved all 22 of Montreal's shots on Wednesday night and finished the playoffs with a .937 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average. Vasilevsky becoming the first goaltender to win the Conn Smythe since Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings in 2012. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A $4.5 billion settlement deal is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. As part of the agreement, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma will cease to exist, and the Sackler family, the owners, will be banned from the opioid business. The money will go towards addiction recovery programs as well as prevention and treatment. Minnesota AG Keith Ellison shares statistics on how the opioid crisis has affected his state of Minnesota.
According to the Minnesota Department of Health drug overdose dashboard, about 4,821 Minnesotans died from opioid overdoses since about the year 2000. And the crisis is far from over.
Ellison making those comments during a news conference. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.